That same night, back in his domain, Nat Tryon, now the Neutron Man, sees the face of Clark Kent on his TV screen. That same Clark Kent who in his secret life is Superman himself.
And now over to Lana Lang with the latest regional news.
The Daily Planet's 150th anniversary continues to grow. Besides the state governor, the mayor, and Superman, celebrities of the theater and sports world will appear, each of whom will contribute $5,000 towards the Daily Planet Fresh Air Fund for Needy Children. And at the end, Superman himself will unveil the new 50-ton steel globe. Surely tomorrow night will be a night to remember. And now, more good news for the citizens of Metropolis.
That's it. That's it! I can't kill Superman, but I can shatter him mentally. Tomorrow night, Superman will destroy Metropolis.
The following night, on the roof of the Galaxy Daily Globe building, a party is taking place.
This is incredible, Clark. Everybody's here.
Well, when our boss, Morgan Edge, throws a party, they're only the best. Ah, there's the governor's helicopter. Only urgent business would have kept him so late.
He's here now, though. Morgan Edge is enjoying it all.
Will somebody be introducing me to the governor? I'm sure he's just dying to meet me.
Shh, Jimmy, they're coming this way.
That's right, Governor. Superman is going to uncover and light our new globe.
It will be magnificent, seen from every point of the city. Mighty good publicity, eh, Morgan?
Well, yeah. Once each hour, the Daily Planet letters will orbit the globe. A unifying symbol, I like to think.
Something wrong, Clark? You're positively pale.
Oh, I must have eaten too much, Jimmy. I feel sick.
Eaten too much? I haven't seen you take a bite all evening.
I think I'd better go lie down for just a while to make sure. See you, perhaps, later on.
What a weakling. All this fresh air probably got to him.
But around the corner and out of sight, Clark Kent dons his Superman suit and heads for the Arctic Fortress of Solitude to fetch three solar receptors to light up the planet's new globe.
I'm getting tired of making excuses so I can get away as Clark Kent and show up as Superman. But I do have to keep my identity secret. Besides, being Kent is one of the all too few chances I get to relax. It's like taking off my boots. All I ever want to do as Superman is simply carry on with my job. Oh, and speaking of jobs, I'd better get on with mine and get these solar receptors fixed onto the globe.
But back in Metropolis, on the roof of the Daily Globe...
It's 11 o'clock, and Superman has promised to light our globe. Keep your eyes peeled, everyone. This is what we've been waiting for.
Wish Clark would get back. He's going to miss everything.
Suddenly...
What is it?
Superman's done it again!
Well done, Superman!
I don't know.
Great balls of fire! The light is blinding!
What's Superman doing? And look! It's so bright, it's terrifying! It's like daylight!
Look, it's fading down now!
Great thunder, it's amazing!
It's magnificent, Mr. Edge!
Of course, Superman and I arranged this little show.
Congratulations, Morgan. Well done. But across the way, a powerful figure crouches in the darkness, watching with deep, bitter eyes.
Celebrate, you dolts! But that light signals the end of Metropolis. For now, at the 11th hour, neutron strikes. Within my fists pulses the power of a neutron bomb. And it's high time to let their terrible powers be unleashed. Hurry to me, Superman! It's time for us to battle! The fate of Metropolis will be decided by its outcome.
I was dreading this, hoping against hope he wouldn't take advantage of this anniversary celebration. With the governor here and everyone else so close, he could create total disaster. Which means I've got to end this battle even before it's begun. There he is. A blast of super breath should do the trick.
My useless tactics, Superman. Keeping me off balance won't stop me using my powers. Do you feel that, Superman? Can you tell how strong I'm becoming? That mini had the force of 10 hydrogen bombs, and my power is still growing. My body has become an ever-increasing nuclear chain reaction. In time, Man of Steel, I shall be able to decimate the world. Nothing will be able to stop me, Superman. Not even you.
Hey, what's he doing?
Because of you, Superman, I'm being converted into pure energy! And as you know, energy can never be destroyed!
Ah, his power! It's blasting me off balance! If I can't stand, if I can't regain my balance, I won't be able to fight back! He can keep using me like a human battering ram. I'd be helpless to stop him. I must stop him before the governor and all those others are hurt. He's blowing me back. Gotta find a way to stop being smashed about. Gotta grab hold of something. Ground's getting harder. I'm managing to slow down. A few more seconds is all it'll take. I have only one more chance at him, and I've got to make the most of it!
And with incredible speed, Superman rockets forward, his face grim, set, and determined, while a defiant Neutron stands ready and strong.
Great rail! He's turning into pure energy!
You did it, Superman! Did what I expected! By being defeated, I've really won! I knew I could never physically destroy you, Superman, but if I wanted revenge, I could! I could mentally tear you apart, and every single human being in Metropolis can hear me say this. And there's more. Somewhere in this city, I planted a deadly neutron bomb. When you lit the Daily Planet globe, you unknowingly activated it. Unless you find and stop it in time, Superman, that bomb will explode in 1 hour! Superman? That's the rub, isn't it? It could be anywhere, you know. Anywhere on this planet.
Why are you doing this, Neutron?
Because only you and I shall survive the explosion, that's why. And you shall spend the rest of your life knowing you activated the bomb. That you were the man that murdered Metropolis.
You're crazy, Neutron. You decimate an entire city just to get back at me?
I'd even destroy the planet itself to gain my vengeance!
And below, in the city of Metropolis...
Help us, Superman!
Please help us!
He'll find that bomb, Mr. Edge. He's got to.
If anyone can, Lois, Superman will.
I hope and pray.
You might succeed, Superman, though frankly, I wouldn't count on it.
This doesn't seem to make sense. He says he planted a bomb, but how? And when? I fought him less than 24 hours ago. He couldn't have had time to build a device that complex. Yet why lie about it? Do I dare take a risk that it is a lie? No. I've got to assume there is a device somewhere, and I've got to act as fast as I can. Hello? What's that down there on that railway bridge? I must go in closer and look. There are two bombs. One must be a decoy. I'll have a look at the lower one first. Ah, it's a dummy. That means the other one might be the real thing. Hello? What's that? It's a train. And the other bomb is between the tracks. The train won't touch it, but... But I shall have to let it pass before I can have a proper look at the bomb. Hurry up. Hurry up. At last. Now to see if this bomb...
You've located your first bomb, I see. Excellent, Superman. But is it real? Or are you merely wasting your time while Metropolis has less than 40 minutes to live?
He's trying to goad me. It is a decoy. Off we go again. That looks like a bomb on that old building site. No, another phony. Why didn't I check it out with my telescopic vision instead of rushing down here like a fool?
Only 20 minutes, Superman! Only 20 minutes!
That does it, Neutron! Shut up! I'll find that bomb and make you eat it! I must search logically. Calm down. Making threats is not my style. I must keep going. There's another bomb in that playground, but it's shielded with lead. Can't tell if this one's real until I check it out. Oh, but there's kids playing around it. I've got to get those kids away. Run, kids! Great Krypton, it started ticking. That means I've only got seconds. No time to be gentle. A draft of super breath will safely move them out of the way. While I dismantle this... Hey, it stopped ticking. What's going on? It's exploded. But this isn't a neutron explosion. It's just a smoke bomb.
Hurry! You're behind schedule, Superman. You'll never save Metropolis at this rate. Ha! Your time is running out, Superman, very, very quickly. But I will be merciful. And as you are so slow of thought, I will give you a little clue to ponder on, old man of tin.
Insults will not detain me, Neutron. Indeed, one day you'll regret those words. I doubt your ability to give a clue. You don't have the intelligence to think up anything of sense.
Superman, you must make your own decision about my capabilities, but I will give you the clue, and you can decide for yourself. The bomb is in a safe place. You can bank on that.
Safe? Bank? I doubt his sincerity, but I can't afford to risk ignoring him. I must search through every bank in Metropolis, and there must be 50 of them at least. Even if I use my X-ray vision to see a bomb in one of the vaults, I shall have to check it out, as vaults are lined with lead.
And Superman, now anxious and angry, swoops to every bank in the city, looking into every vault, but nothing.
Did you really believe I would give you help? That I have forgotten the help that was refused to me on the roof of that nuclear reactor? No, Superman, never! But you have wasted more precious time. Just 10 minutes left now, Man of Steel.
I must think this through. He said he wanted me to feel guilt. He even said I activated the bomb with solar power.
5 minutes, Superman!
I've been searching all over the city, and hey, I finally figured it out.
4 minutes, Superman!
It's been right under my nose. Up and away! He hid the bomb in the Daily Planet globe. And when I activated the globe, I also started the bomb. Well, here's the globe. But I don't see the bomb anywhere. I can't have been wrong, can I? And there's no time to search anywhere else. Great Krypton, I'm not wrong. He used his neutron powers to turn the entire globe into a bomb.
You couldn't have found it, Superman.
I must get rid of the entire globe itself.
Put that globe down, Superman! Put it down, you hear me? You can't save Metropolis. I must have my revenge!
You only needed a power source to explode the bomb, and I gave it to you. And there's only seconds left before it...
Put it down, Superman! Put it down!
And with 2 seconds left, Superman, using his muscles, which are the mightiest on Earth, throws the entire globe into the velvet darkness. Where... there is a devastating blast of searing light which pulsates deep into the furthest reaches of space before forever fading from view. But on Earth, the menace is still not over.
Sent the globe hurtling through Neutron's dome, it virtually unglued him. He's raining down as deadly neutron radiation, which could destroy half the city. If I let him, that is. And I have no intention of letting that happen. I should be able to stop him by circling him at super speed. and create a centripetal force to push his atoms together. Until his body reforms.
For better or worse, I did it, Superman.
He still has his powers, but if I figured correctly... He's passed out, just as I had hoped. All his atomic form-shifting created too much of a strain. The danger's over, and I'll construct a special cell that even Neutron can't break through. Now I must go back to the Daily Planet. There's one other thing I must take care of.
Superman!
He's a
true hero, my fellow Americans!
It's over. I should be happy about it, but I'm not.
You're crazy. The city's been saved.
I know, Mr. Edge. But to save the city, Superman had to destroy the new planet Globe. We're right back where we started from.
Hold it. Look. Something's coming up there.
I can't make it out. What is it?
I'm not certain, Morgan, but I've got a strong hunch.
It's a new globe! Superman must have built another one.
He's done it again. What a Superman.
Hey, hello, Clark. Where you been?
I took a little nap. Did I miss something?
Did you miss something? Clark, you miss everything.
Yes, Clark, look up there.
Oh, yeah, so we got the globe back. Big deal. Yeah, let's get on with the party.
Oh, Clark Kent.
Throughout the party that follows, Clark Kent faces the usual jibes from his colleagues with good humor. Yet he cannot help but think to himself, what became of the crazed, vengeful Neutron? Now safely locked away, might he not one day escape? And what then? And what if Metropolis had been destroyed? Could he have faced the loss of so many lives caused solely by his failure to find the bomb? Later, as he walks home through the nighttime streets, he looks up. High above, the Daily Planet globe slowly circles, its message shining far and wide. And he knows that good will always triumph over evil in the end. And he will be there fighting for right, with all the powers of Superman!